little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. All right, welcome back. We are back in San Diego.
After me driving twice.
I'm going to blame that one on Wayne.
Hey.
You don't know how to drive, Wayne.
What?
You're an idiot.
Well, I'm at this point, I'm actually literally just throwing blame. I am a bit to blame myself, though, so I'm not going to lie on that one. But we're back in San Diego. It's not snowing here. It's not cold either, so.
It's not bad.
I can't really complain about the weather, that's for damn sure. But glad to be back. This is a bit of the... I'd say this is always like a bit of a slow season for games because holidays just ended. We're waiting for the high-profile stuff to come out, so...
Yeah, there's nothing else to do but just throw off and play our old games.
Yeah, I really want to... I haven't had much time though because I've had to plan stuff because now I'm engaged, so I feel like a lot of my time is flipping through my fingers.
Ugh.
It's gone. I gotta be more of a grown up now. So damn. But I'm really happy about that. But anyways, what have we been playing? Well, more Marvel Puzzle Quest. I mean, I don't know when the hell that's gonna end.
I need to power up my Wolverine.
My Spider-Man's at level 100. Costs so much to level them up when they get that high. So much. And right now it's just a versus event, not one of those mission events. So
you have to wait again.
It's not as generous as the mission events as far as giving you ISO 8, so.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
But I'm done.
Indeed. But I'm playing that. Let's see. I did play a little more Solo Link to the Past, but that was like literally about half an hour. I really, really miss playing my games. I really do. Played AE for about an hour just to brush it up. But I still can't wait to practice more. I think I mentioned I did finish Rise like I think a couple of weeks ago before I went to CES.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty dumb, I'm not gonna lie. I think I'm gonna trade it in this week. I think if you trade it in right now before this Saturday or by this Saturday. At Best Buy, you get a $36 trade-in value.
For what game?
For Rise.
Not bad.
$36, so... I was thinking of just trading that in and just waiting until I can get Forza or something else for cheap. Because right now I'm really waiting for Bravely... I think it's Bravely Default, I think it's called. It's an RPG coming out for the 3DS. And of course, you know... What else was there? Ultra Street Fighter 4, whenever the hell that happens. So right now, I really just want to get back on my backlog because I have a lot of stuff to play, and I have to play the game of juggling family requests about when I'm going to get married and all these questions, so that's a pain in the ass. But I'm glad to be engaged, and I'm glad to be marrying the woman I love, and, you know, life. The end. Speaking of a different form of life, Wayne, what did you do?
Oh, funny.
It's a form of life, not way of life.
I know.
Or, you know.
Either way, Wayne.
Or life form.
You're still in the bottom of the pits, bro.
But what did you do besides have Avengers Alliance? How long have you been playing this for now?
It's been over a year.
I think it's been over a year there, buddy.
Yeah.
Alright, never mind. Keep going.
Good game. Let's see. I've played some Yahtzee on my phone. That's getting kind of addictive.
Really? Yahtzee?
Yeah.
Alright, fair enough. I mean,
it actually lets you place bets versus other players, so it's kind of...
And then what do you win exactly?
Nothing.
Your points back, you know? You earn double points. The idea is to keep getting more and more points. It's really fun. All there is to it.
Fun stuff.
It is. It's really fun. Other than that, I've been playing the Frozen puzzle game on my Windows 8 laptop, which is a bit of a challenge.
Why is it a what?
Yeah.
Why is it a challenge? Well, it's a puzzle game. I just thought you meant that it's hard to play the damn thing.
No, it's just a challenge to get through each level because you have to get certain things done in each level. So you have to either get certain things unlocked and drop them through the level, or you have to reach a certain amount and score in a certain amount of time. So it's not the easiest thing once you get some of the higher levels, but it's just a challenge. Also, they like to give you things to improve your odds, but you have to actually pay to get more of them.
Oh, of course.
So I'm not gonna pay to get the extra goodies. So
why not, man?
It's not really worth it.
Yeah. I know. But hey, you know, still not bad. Almost every single damn game has in-app purchases when you're buying it for a phone.
Yeah.
And also some games on consoles now. Like, I read that the Halo Spartan Assault for Xbox One has transactions in it.
Yes.
For what? Why?
I need more ammo.
It's so you can take better weapons or better...
Wait, you're stupid. I was joking around. Moron.
Is it actually for that?
Yes, you can take better weapons or better better gear, basically, and, you know, better options, so you can have, like, better shields or something like that and take it in the game.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Versus just playing and earning it?
Well...
You're an idiot.
You can only earn so much. There are certain things you have to buy if you want to use it. You don't have to have them to play the game.
Of course not. Okay, so... Alright, well, so, is the game itself technically still playable, and can you finish it with a good amount of skill without buying anything?
Yeah, you don't need those to play the game. You don't need them to finish the game. You just need them... Like, you don't really need them. You only would want them if you want an easier game.
Uh-huh.
Basically, that's it.
For lazy people.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. So, did you buy any?
No.
Yeah. You're an idiot. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Just checking. Just throwing out, you know, bait. So, that's it for you?
Well, other than what we played at the arcade. That technically was last week.
Oh, that's true.
So, I played some Tetris. Yeah. A lot of Tetris.
We went to insert coins. Played some CVS, too.
Well, let's talk about that in a bit. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, for me, this week, other than playing up. Marvel Puzzle Quest. I've been playing Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, doing the Attack Infinite for Nemesis. Yes, there's one.
Does it require? Well, it's just, it doesn't require anything. Does it
down is medium H down with the tentacles, and medium H down tentacles. Jumpy. Yeah.
And no meter required.
No.
Damn.
I did one rep, so I got to do three reps consecutively to get it.
Damn.
It's kind of hard though, switching from different TVs and all.
Oh, sure.
It's pretty ridiculous too. It's a fun infinite. Pretty much I put Wolverine on point, pop up, TAC down, and then pretty much medium. Right before you hit the ground, double medium, and then jump up, double medium into the. It's pretty much all medium and high. That's it.
The best tack infinites are the ones that use an actual team that you play.
Which is my team.
Which is what you just got. So you're good, buddy. I mean, you lucked out on that one, sir. Damn.
Pretty awesome. Let's see. Other than that, that's about it. So should we talk about our fun last night at
Las Vegas.
Oh, yes.
Insert coins.
So we went to old Las Vegas, a.k.a. Fremont Street.
That's what it is, actually.
Yeah, we hit up Insert Coins where all the gamers go during the Evo World Championship in Vegas.
Yeah, it's pretty popping, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, we had our basic, you know, George's CBS 2, my Marvel's Capcom 2, Wayne's no-brainer games.
You played Tetris.
Tetris. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
And it is a classic.
Yeah, I played the most difficult level and put my name on the board.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What did you actually put on there?
WNT, my initials.
Yeah.
I got that was, like, number 6 and 7.
Wait, what does the N stand for?
Huh?
What does the N stand for?
Nimrod?
My middle name, Nicholas.
Ah. Really?
Yeah.
I'm Nicholas Thompson.
I actually thought it was Nimrod.
High five!
I did think it was Nimrod. Who was Nimrod? Nimrod was a...
He's a futuristic sentinel.
Thank you, okay.
He's pretty much the future version of the last thing that Master Mold made.
I was like, I know that Nimrod is something. I just forgot what it was. Okay, thank you. That would have bothered me for days. Anyways. But this coin is fun. I mean, there's a lot. Obviously, there's a huge bar there.
Oh, yeah. It's a typical coin arcade that's pretty much, you know, ceased to exist, especially now playing online games.
Yep.
You have your basic cabinets. You have your quarter machines. There's an ATM in there. In the center of it, there's a bar. And once you start drinking... You actually, you know, it's on me, you know, if there's like a game you want to play on the screen, say like
They had what, Street Fighter Cross Tekken over there. Mm-hmm. They had Killer Instinct for the Xbox One. They had
that was pretty Black cool. They had an Xbox
two.
One.
Gears of War. Yeah, I saw quite a few of them on the screen.
I mean, there's also like sidebars you can play too as well. For me, I was just racking up kills on Marvel's Capcom 2.
Yeah, I got a few on CVS 2 myself. And it's fun because like the arcade cabinets, obviously you get cores to play in, but the other stuff, the stuff at the bar, actually, as long as you're drinking,
yeah,
you play for free. So
I would suggest if you're in Vegas at Fremont Street at Old Las Vegas, hit up Intercoins.
Yep.
Very fun. We get a little early. We get about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, before they open. They opened at 8 o'clock on the Saturday. We went. We got there like a little bit before 8. So that was, it was a lot of fun. And if you like arcades at all,
it brought us to our old Tilt days, our old Southwestern days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it really is like growing up because now you're doing it with alcohol,
booze.
And there's a lot of people there, and you know, it's not just hardcore gamers that go there. It's
and just you know, casual, you know, people that want to go out, have fun, not go like in a loud bar.
Mm-hmm.
When so yeah, we'll be visiting that place when we go to Evo 2K14 this coming July.
Damn right, dude, and I'm pretty sure it's even more packed. The reason why I didn't go there this last year when I went to you was because I was by myself. So
this year you and I, yo-hos,
have some fun over there
without Wayne. Yo-hos, high five.
Yeah. But let's get to something funny here. That I read this today. That the company that makes Candy Crush Saga, they filed to trademark the word candy.
You're stupid.
Oh snap!
The only for mobile game and app usage, mind you. But they actually filed and they won it. So the company King, I think it's just called King or King Com or whatever. They have the right to the word candy. So any game that's in any mobile store that has the word candy in it either has to remove themselves from the app store or change their name.
Yeah, that's lame.
Well, that's, hey man, that was a patent.
Hey, money's money, right?
Yeah, that was a patent that was approved and provided by the US government.
Thank you for being morons.
That is, I read that, I'm like, and then I looked it up, I'm like, and it's actually real.
Yep.
I was like, what? And apparently though, it does only apply to mobile games. Because obviously, I'd be like, wait, but candy, like, I'd be thinking about, oh, I don't know, Candyland?
Yeah.
Things like that have been around for decades that, you know.
Yeah.
Or more more synonymous with the word candy. But no, whoever approved that trademark, thank you, you're an idiot. And that's why people are, you know,
are pretty pissed.
There's too many trademarks, too many patents. Ah, let it go. Damn it, let it go. All right. So that being said, let's get into some better or real news here. Well, the other one is real, but it's just
well,
kind of sad.
I have a little breaking news here right now. Afterglow Elite, aka AGE, that sponsors Chris G. Who else? Fnatic. Who else? What's his name? Shoot,
I forget. They didn't really sponsor that many players.
There's probably three to five.
I think like three or five players.
So
yeah, so
recently,
not that many.
Earlier today, while Performance Design Products, aka PDP. Competitive gaming team Survival Rocky 2013 layoffs and other restructuring took place in company. It was announced earlier today that Team Afterglow AGE has been officially disbanded. So pretty much there's no more sponsorship from those guys then. So AGE, the only person that's there right now as far as I can read is of course New York Chris G. You know, Chris Gonzalez, King of Fighters 13 competitor Raymond, Romance, Neverette was there, and Zangief Master Daryl, Snake Eyes, Lewis.
They all, I got. They lost their sponsorship?
No, hold on. Yep, pretty much.
Damn.
So, pretty much, Chris G, New York Chris G, or should I say Cali Chris G?
Yeah, Cali, that's what it's gonna be because he.
Somebody has to pick him up. He's really badass. I won't be surprised, you know, if some certain broken tier brethren should pick him up because he's from Cali. He's in Cali now.
Or, I think he's gonna be courted. He'll probably get a few offers.
Yeah,
then we'll just see who he picks.
Let's see. EG would be a little too far off, but you know, I was expecting you know broken tier would give him a heads up and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, EG's possibility, so is Broken Tier. What else? Complexity, maybe?
Complexity should be good.
But he'll get picked up, I guess.
The only complexity we see is a Filipino champ.
I know. So, I mean, we'll see that, and it would kind of, like, if they want to keep a team that's mostly heels, then putting Chris G in there along with Filipino Champ would actually...
It would be perfect.
Would actually be very smart.
WWE in the freaking FGC settings?
Yeah. Pretty much. So that's pretty cool, in my opinion. All right, so let's get into some other news here real quick. Let's give Wayne a chance to talk.
No!
Blizzard's suing... Hearthstone here.
Hearthstone is Blizzard's game.
Who are they suing?
Hearthstone ripoff.
Ah, man.
Legend of Crouching Dragon.
What?
Wayne, you should learn how to read.
Crouching Dragon. Oh, man.
Yeah, so as they went live there, they started suing them for being a copycat.
Aw. Yeah, I got an email from them saying that I can get into the beta and I want to, so...
Yeah,
I kind of want to play that, so I just need to download the damn thing. I got to remember and just download it. So, boo to the yeah.
Booyah.
What else we got? I read about this one. So, Dead Rising 3 just got a major patch. And by major, I mean 13 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Whoa. The patch is 13 gigabytes. That patch is bigger than a lot of full games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
13 gigs? That's nuts. I'm sorry, but... Why? Why do we need 13 gigs? Like, why is that up they need 13 gigs?
Yeah, they're not specifying at this point what's actually in it, but... Here's hoping it's got something new in it, right?
Well, you know what the concern about that is, like, if you live in, like, some areas... Like, I know some areas, especially, like, in Canada, like, your bandwidth is limited.
Very, very limited.
It's not unlimited bandwidth like we have here in, like, California and some other areas of the state, so... That is pretty messed up for them because, well...
They're not going to get shit.
Or if they get it, there goes their bandwidth allowance for maybe a month. So it's kind of like, let me download this patch and then proceed to not play anymore.
Yeah, let me play it next month instead.
Yeah. No, that's horrible. I hope that's not something that continues and that it's just poor coding or, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, they should have done something before doing a whole, like, a 13 gig patch, really.
Yeah, that's...
People are stupid.
I definitely do not agree with a 13 gigabyte patch. Hopefully, that is not a sign of things to come. All right.
Next.
So, Alienware has mentioned that their new Steam machine's coming out. They will not be upgradable.
Hmm.
What?
So, you will not be able to upgrade your Steam machine. However, what they're planning on doing is when you buy it, you can buy, you know, better versions of it. You can upgrade certain parts when you buy it. That's about it. Other than that, you get your options.
So is it like kind of like saying you can get upgrades later for cheaper or something, or what?
No.
If you want to upgrade, you got to buy a new machine.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, you know what? If a Steam machine is being labeled as a console, then why are people so surprised you can't upgrade one of them?
Yeah.
True.
Sorry.
But they're planning on putting out a new version of the Steam machine every year.
So pretty much, it's going to be a downfall from what I see on this.
I wouldn't think that you would want to do it every year.
No, I would do like every 4 or 5 years, like a typical normal console.
Or at least every 2 or 3 years, yeah. But not every year.
I mean, who's going to buy a new basically high end PC every year?
Wayne,
rich people?
No,
or you?
No, I wouldn't even do that.
Liar.
Well, I don't know, man. You made some questionable financial decisions over your lifetime.
Most I would do is buy a new video card every couple of years, and even I don't even mess with that. So
I gotta buy a new video card. I haven't bought one in like a jillion years. All right, let's get into some more stuff here. Ah, man, you want nothing specific about it, but the Wii U's been like taking a huge beating.
Yeah,
it's been getting his ass handed to him.
Both in the market and as far as media coverage of it, and they lowered their sales expectations from about 6 or 9 million to 2.8 million. That's like, I'm sorry, that's not lowering expectations. That's slashing expectations.
Yeah, but they have said that they will not abandon the consoles. They're going to continue with the consoles. They will not go into smartphones. They're just going to focus on the consoles and
smart.
You know, Nintendo's got a lot of money to throw out there, so they're not worried about it.
I know, but
Wayne, what happened? You know, too much money is thrown out. Way too much.
Huh?
What happened if way too much money is thrown out? Well, what are you gonna do? How are they gonna recuperate that?
Yeah, because they don't have a lot of different sources of income like other companies do. Like Square Enix, like I can go on there, which I think I might do. They just released Final Fantasy VI on Android.
Yes, they did.
Yep.
And you know, like revamp graphics, or whatever. And it's, you know, it's $16, mind you. But here's the difference. Like now, paying money for a game doesn't seem that bad. And you know why? Because I know when I pay my $16, I don't have to be getting bothered by in-app purchases from ads, anything.
So it's already blocked out.
It's already blocked out. I bought the game. But companies like that get extra money from those types of sources where Nintendo does not.
True.
So I don't know.
I mean, they've been looking at other options, but they've stated they're not gonna go the route of making.
You won't see Mario on a smartphone.
No,
that's what they're saying.
Yeah, they're gonna keep to their word, handhelds, aka as in the DS versions.
The 3DS XL is doing
fairly well.
Very well, still very very well.
It still came short on their estimates on sales. But
that's true, but. I feel like I feel like their 3DS XL estimates are like freaking insane.
Yeah, I think the 3DS, the 3D XL, the 2DS, that's their main bread and butter right now. The Wii U is kind of what they're struggling with.
And you know what? And I feel bad because there's a lot of good games on there. Like I want to buy Super Mario 3D World. And there's other stuff on there that I want to play that I just haven't.
Yeah.
And it's just really just based on the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just good gameplay, which feels weird in this age of achievements and other crap. But, you know, I have faith. You know, Smash Bros. Is coming out this year, I believe. New Mario Kart.
No, the Smash Bros. Is what I'm waiting for.
And there's so much.
And also waiting for that the Hyrule.
Hyrule Warriors. I mean, there's other stuff coming out, so we will see. We will see.
Yeah, Disney has officially said they're abandoning the Star Wars 13.
I wouldn't call it a brand per se, since
yeah.
But the 13, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, was that supposed to be?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a it's the latest Star Wars game that was supposed to blow us away. That's basically all we really got out of it.
Okay, so
it's really gonna blow you away. 2 years later, I'm sorry, but we had to cancel it.
Yeah, it didn't seem to meet investor or boardroom expectations. Damn.
Yep.
Whatevers. It can't all be winners, can they?
No.
All right, what else we got?
Not much else. Looks like Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming to PC. Amazon's already got listings up.
Yeah, I think we all expected that.
Yeah. Our Siri-like voice recognition program featuring the voice of Cortana will be coming in April to Xbox One and Windows.
Oh, man, that's what we're going to want, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what Wayne wants.
For Cortana to be telling us what's up and what's...
Hey, babe. I can hear Wayne now. Guys, I'll be right back. I'm going to be busy.
Cortana.
It's true, Wayne.
Cortana, how do I talk to girls?
Cortana, what's a pickup line?
You know, you should go watch, by the way, that I didn't see this weekend. Have you seen the trailer for that movie called Her?
No. Well, yeah. I've seen trailers for it.
When the guy, like, you get this operating system that's incredibly smart and that learns, and he makes it sound like a woman, then he falls in love with it.
No, not really.
Yeah, I actually saw it. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I thought it was very telling.
I know.
Kind of like a... Like Wall-E. Remember Wall-E?
That was actually a good movie.
I think that's where the world is heading, to be honest with you. Is like Wall-E is. And I thought that this movie, Her, is kind of like that too. Anyways, what else we got, Wayne?
That's really about it.
Well, come on. I gotta have something else. Let's see. Well, I mean, a lot of AAA publishers are actually eyeing Steam Early Access.
That's true.
Which is actually, I think, pretty exciting. There's a lot of games on there. You know what I really want to do, and I'm excited, but I just keep ignoring it because I don't have the time. So much stuff on Steam, so much stuff on PC that you can get. Yeah, like,
damn you, Wayne, you're freaking Windows 8, man.
What are you
saying? Technical difficulty, you little scrub.
It's not Windows 8, it's
something else. Yeah, it is. On the blue screen, it says Windows 8 is having a problem.
We're just going to hop on the hate bandwagon here and blame it on Windows 8.
Wayne, not necessarily Windows 8. Total rat bastard.
Oh, we can just blame Wayne for it.
It's all Wayne's fault.
There we go. We can go with that one.
You got to remember, we're also operating on a machine that's 5 years old. So,
wait, this thing's 5 years old at this point?
Yeah.
Is it really 5 years old?
Yeah.
Didn't you spend like a group of money on this thing like 5 years ago?
Yep.
Is it really 5 years now?
Yep.
Damn.
You scrub-tastic.
Man, that's wow. Time does fly, doesn't it? All right, but anyways, like yeah, going over all the stuff in Steam. I still want to play the Angry Video Game Nerd game.
It was caused by Roxio and BlueStack corrupting each other.
All right, so here's what you do: you uninstall Roxio,
and stop running BlueStack when we record. Just for stability purposes.
It usually doesn't run on its own, but somehow it is.
Well, just completely disable it.
Anyways, so I mean, there's a lot of stuff on there, and I think PC gaming is taking a huge. It has been gaining a lot of momentum.
Oh yeah,
and it's really good for people who are on a budget because all you got to do is wait for a Steam sale.
Let's see, how much did Global Offense cost me when I bought it? Oh yeah, $2.
And that and things like that, and HumbleBundle.com, which you can get games for cheap and give to charity.
Left 4 Dead 2. Guess how much I got it for?
99 cents? Free. Oh, free. You got it for free. I forgot about that. Damn it. I forgot to download it.
That was awesome. Thank you, Steam. You guys are the best, as always.
So I'm glad that's going because you know what? It gives people options on how to get their games and where to get them. And you can play games on a budget these days. You don't need to have a lot of money. You can have a decent PC. You can get something that's built with like a, you know, one of the AMD, like the A6 or the A8s.
Yeah, A6 or A8 is around $100, give or take, Wayne.
That's pretty cheap
for the processor. $100, $150 for a decent processor. Yeah.
And then you have about another $100 for the motherboard.
Yeah. Get your RAM and your hard drive. I mean, you're pretty sure you can get a decent setup for like, what, $400 or $500?
Yeah, you can buy them off the shelf that way too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
So you don't have to, the days of having to buy
thousands on new parts for a computer, not anymore, especially now technology these days.
Yeah, or having to like buy a pre-made PC and you're like, okay, I still need to buy a video card for this because if not, it's going to suck.
Yeah, only if you want better texture and, you know, a little smoother video.
Budget, that's what we're saying.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Budget is good. But anyways, that's pretty much going to be it for this week. We have, again, started con season, so we just obviously came back from CES, so I have a lot of stuff to write about that. And a lot of cons are coming up soon. I would say if you want to check out where we are, make sure you go onto our Facebook page.
Yes, also hit up our one of our writers, Mimi, and her sister, Kim, are huge, hardcore freaking cosplayers, and also a few other people, too, as well.
Yep, so it's varied coverage, and of course we do it all for the lulz. No, I'm kidding. We do it because it's fun and it's our passion,
and that's what we love doing.
And that's what we love doing. So thank you again for everything. We're glad con season started. We're still a bit jet lagged after Vegas.
Jet lag.
I don't know what else to put it. Well,
that's true. We're still lagged out.
We're still lagged out. So thank you again for everything. Looking forward to a fantastic year. Keep checking back to bring you the future, 8 bits at a time.
Deuces.
See what I did there?